This week's Dar Torah is sponsored by Chus Elozer Ben Bela Felberbaum and the Chosin Aaron Doiv Ber Yemini and Akala Chava Zisel Kreiman. The learning of the Dar Torah is sponsored by Chus Reb Sholem Doiv Ber Halevi Ben Rivka for a Geula Kroiva Min HaMeitzar El HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the inyan of helping a Yid with dignity. The Rambam writes, "We are obligated to be careful with the mitzvah of tzedakah more than all other mitzvahs asay, for it is a siman of the descendants of Avraham Avinu. All of Yiddishkeit is dependent on tzedakah, and the Yidden will be let out of galus only because the schus of tzedakah. One who has rachmanus, Hashem has rachmanus on him. Whoever is stingy and does not have rachmanus, there is reason to suspect his yichus, for such a midah is only found by goyim. All Yidden are like brothers, as it says in the Torah. And if one brother will not have pity on another, then who will? Should the poor among the Yidden turn to the Goyim, who hate us and persecute us as their source of help? One who turns away from giving tzedakah is called Bliya'al, lawless, like an Oved Avodah Zarah, and he's called a Rasha and a sinner. Hashem listens closely to the outcry of the poor, therefore one must be careful not to cause them anguish. The Chidim of the Alter Rebbe would say, in the Parnasa that Hashem gives us, your portion is also included. The Roman Emperor Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva, why Hashem does not give poor people Parnasa if he loves them? To save us from Gehenim, replied Rabbi Akiva. The Emperor countered, on the contrary, this should only bring you to Gehenim. Suppose a king imprisons his servant and commands that he not be served food or drink. If someone would disregard the king's bidding and give the prisoner to eat, wouldn't he get angry? Rabbi Akiva explained, imagine a king imprisons his own son and commands that no food or drink be given to him. But nevertheless, someone goes to bring the prince some sustenance. When the king hears about this, wouldn't he send this man a gift? And we are Hashem's children. At a Farbrengen, the Rebbe Rashab explained at length the negativity of giving tzedakah in a manner that the receiver feels he is getting tzedakah. Indeed, the one giving must feel the need of his friend, and this should cause him agmas nefesh, heartache. Yet, the satisfaction that his friend was helped through him, and the grubbe feeling that he is the giver, causes him to feel honorable and balgaivadik. Besides, he is not only giving another, for as the Alter Rebbe says, tzedakah refines one's mind and heart a thousandfold, and thus he is receiving a lot more than he is giving. The Rebbe clarified that the English translation for tzedakah, charity, is not accurate, for it implies that giving is a kindness, while truthfully tzedakah is the right thing to do, tzedek. The money one has was originally intended for the ani who he is giving it to. When Shlomo HaMelech was wandering in Golos after having been overthrown by Ashmedai, he was once invited for a meal where he was served the best delicacies. During the meal, the host reminded the king of the days when he was ruler. And when Shlomo HaMelech heard this, he began bemoaning and crying throughout the rest of the meal. The following day, when the king was invited by another man, he asked if he would be treated as he had been the other day. "I'm a poor person," said the man, "and I only have a few vegetables which I will serve you if you will honor me with your presence." Agreeing, he went to his home, where his face, hands, and feet were washed by the poor man, and he was then served some greens. Comforting him, the poor man said, "Hashem swore to your father that he will never take away the melucha from his descendants. This is just the way of Hashem, that he rebukes and then comforts. Don't worry, Hashem will restore your kingship." When Shlomo HaMelech's rulership was restored, he said, "A meal of greens is better than a stuffed ox," with which the rich man reminded me of my painful plight. The Amora Rav Yitzchok said, "Whoever gives money to an ani is benched with 6 brachas, and one who appeases him is benched with 11 brachas." The Rambam writes, "One who gives tzedakah to an ani with an unpleasant expression, even if he gives 1,000 gold coins, he has lost his chus. Rather, a person should give with a kind expression, sympathize with him in his pain, and offer him comforting words. It is forbidden to scream or use a raised voice on an ani, for his heart is already broken. Woe is to the person who embarrasses the ani. Rather, he should behave to him as a father, both in action and in words." The Tana Shammai said, "One who gave another all the gifts of the world, but he did so sullenly and with a sour expression, it's as if he did not give anything. Yet he who greets another with a shining countenance, even without giving anything, is considered to have given all the best presents in the world. Rabbi Yanai, seeing one give a zuz, a coin, to a poor person in public, said to him, it would have been better not to have given him than to give him as you did now, embarrassing him. The Medrash relates, there was once a wealthy man who upon meeting a pauper said to him, why don't you go to work? You are strong and able. Hashem said to the rich man, not only did you not give him anything of your own, but you have even placed the ayin hara on what he has. We are obligated to fill the needs of every ani according to his previous state. When a poor person does not want to accept tzedakah, we need to find some other means of giving, such as presenting it as a gift or a loan. The Rambam lists 8 levels in giving tzedakah. In descending order they are, number 1, giving one a job so that they are not reliant on others. Number 2, giving without knowing who is the recipient and in a way that the receiver does not know who is the giver. Number 3, only the receiver knows who the giver is. Number 4, only the giver himself knows to whom he is giving. Number 5, giving to the poor before being asked. Number 6, giving after being asked. Number 7, giving less than one is able to, yet with a smile. Number 8, giving in an unhappy manner. The Baal Shem Tov said, even one who gives tzedakah with an open hand, but is lacking sympathy for the other, is considered to be spilling blood. One of the chassidim of the Mittler Rebbe related, in a mimer, the Rebbe explained chesed b'chesed as doing chesed with feeling. Returning from Lubavitch, I repeated this mimer publicly, and all those present were very moved from this explanation. What are you excited about? Retorted one of the elder chassidim. In my youth, I was told a simple explanation for this. When you give an ani an old pair of shoes, this is chesed. When you also give him a nail with which to fix it, that is chesed shebechesed. The chassid relating the story concluded, chassidus introduced relating to another person with inner feeling. The Friedrich Rebbe writes, the Alter Rebbe was very particular that all help and support that one gives another should not be called tzedaka, rather a loan or a gemilas chesed. This was how the chassidim expressed themselves. The Friedrich Rebbe relates, in the winter of Tafresh Nun Ches, my father, the Rebbe Rashab, received a letter from a chassid in Borisov about his bad state of affairs. The home of the chassid and his store had burnt down, and he was living in a rented apartment with no source of income. Concerned for his parnasa and not knowing how he could repay his debts, he was unable to focus on his learning. My father instructed me to write a letter to a chassid in Minsk, asking him to lend this man 300 rubles, and in addition, to offer him to come to Minsk, where he will help him find Parnassa. About a month later, these two chassidim arrived in Lubavitch. The chassid from Minsk told me how immediately upon receiving the letter, he had sent a messenger to bring the chassid from Borisov to Minsk. He had helped the chassid open a store, and now he is offering him partnership in a forest that he owns, while the Borisover's daughters will continue to run the store. The chassid from Borisov related to me how the chassid lent him 400 rubles and helped him open a store, and how he is Baruch Hashem beginning to see good parnasa. He expressed his shock that the chassid from Minsk came to help him with such generous spirit, for they were only slightly acquainted from seeing each other a few times in Lubavitch. The chassid concluded, my own relative from Vitebsk was unwilling to lend me money to begin a new business, and this man showed such dignified kindness to me. My father agreed to their new partnership and gave them his bracha. Later, my father told me, the natural midas tovus of a yid is the preface for understanding the explanations of chassidus about the neshama.